welcome to Preach the Word with Brother Dean Carmichael of Greensboro. And now let's welcome our dear friend, Brother Dean.
All right, so the main text today is out of Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 19. The Bible says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I want to talk to you very briefly about my song playlist for this coming up year, 2023, but just why music is so important. Why music is so important, and just a couple things that we can do this coming year to really draw our hearts close to God, and to really keep not only let me say it this way, not only get in the presence of God, but also stay in the presence of God. Talking about admonishing one another and teaching one another, that's such an important thing. Real quick here, this verse in Ephesians. So for example, the Bible also says in Colossians 3:16 to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. That's Colossians chapter 3, verse number 16. Now here in Colossians, of course, you have psalms, you have hymns, and you have spiritual songs. Well, three ways we can teach and admonish each other. You have psalms. That's referring to the sacred songs of the Old Testament. You know, the psalms put us in a state of worship, a state of prayer, in a state of meditation. The psalms draw us closer to God. The psalms teach us how to live wisely in times of difficulty. Hymns, these are songs of praise and worship to God. You think of Acts chapter 16, verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12 says, saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the church while I sing praise unto thee. And then you have spiritual songs. And this is the normal word for song, okay? Is anything, these are spiritual songs. So this is referring to anything worldly or fleshly type music. Spiritual songs help us get close, and they also help us stay close to God. And that's what I want to talk a little bit about today. Just talking about how we can use worship to not only get close to God, but stay close to God. So think of it this way. A goal that I have this year, the way a renovation year looks for me, the way a year of revival looks for me, is every conversation, every interaction, and every encounter is an opportunity for me to minister. So what this means is I'm in the presence of God. I'm abiding in the presence of the Almighty, as the psalmist says. I'm praying without ceasing, as Paul says. I'm living a Psalm 1 life. I'm meditating on the Word of God. I'm meditating on God's law day and night. I'm in the cleft of the rock. I'm literally the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, as they are mentioned in Psalm 19:14, they're acceptable in His sight. And I'm able to preach, and I'm able to minister the Word of God, but not only from the pulpit, not only from a Sunday school or a group, you know, whatever, a Bible study, whatever, but also just every interaction, everything that I do. Now, be very clear on something. So, in order to live a life in the shadow of the Almighty, where we are constantly living in His presence, where we are following after Him, in order to do that, there are certain things that we have to do. First of all, of course, we need to pray without ceasing. We literally need to stay in an attitude of prayer. Prayer is not something that, as believers, as followers of Jesus, that we just want to be able to turn on and off. And prayer is something that we need to be very purposeful about. And prayer is also something that we need to stay in that mentality and keep our hearts there. So, yes, you should pray in the car. Yes, you should pray before meals. But when you get in the car on the way to work, that should not be the first time you pray for the day. You should be purposeful about your time alone with God and having your time of prayer and meditation and meditative prayer. That's a wonderful study. Being able to sit down and to bring your heart, open your heart to God and open the Word of God and even pray the Scriptures you read them and pray songs, spiritual songs. And this is even separate from when you bring things to God, the prayer requests and things that you have. There's so much thing about prayer that we need in order to live a life with God. And it requires us being purposeful. It really does. It requires us to not only come to God and be obedient and show God that, as the Bible says, draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to you. Show Him that we want to be in His presence and hear from Him, but also stay in that attitude of prayer throughout the day. Pray without ceasing. Another one, of course, is meditating on Scripture. So not only do we want to read our Bible and do our devotions, and you hear so many people say, yeah, I got to do my devotions. Well, that's a wonderful thing. That's really good. But ask yourself this question. Once you do your devotions, what then? Are you meditating on what you read? Are you carrying that with you? Here's a better question. Are you living a life so much that things throughout your day will point you back to God? Even little things in nature, things throughout your day, and you're constantly thinking about that Scripture that God has laid on your heart. That is going back to the Psalm 1 person. He meditates day and night. So those are things that will help us stay close to God. But here's another thing, and that's what this podcast is about. And this is about music. And this is about worship. We should not only have a special time for devotions and then meditate on God's Word throughout the day. We should not only have a special time of prayer and then remain in the heart of prayer and pray without ceasing, the attitude of prayer. That's what I was looking for. Remain in the attitude of prayer. Not only do that, but also we should take time out every day to worship, but we should also stay in that state of worship, and we should also live in a way that gives the glory to God. So, talking about music real quick, I got a book here. It says The Mystery of Godliness, and this was put out by my church a couple years ago. I think 2020 it was. And the very last chapter, I believe, chapter number 11, talking about the magnitude of music. And this was given and put in book form, but this was given by Associate Pastor Corey Cantrell of the McLeansville Baptist Church. And I want to read some things I have highlighted from his presentation on the magnitude of music. And I'm quoting him now. Our eyes and ears are gateways to the mind. What we consume through watching, reading, listening, shapes the perspective we have each day. As we are specifically speaking to music in this session, we will keep our focus on this medium. Research shows that the average American spends 18 hours a week listening to music. That breaks down to about 3 hours and 51 minutes per day. To put that in perspective, if we assume a Christian attends Sunday school, morning worship, a Sunday evening gathering, and Wednesday night Bible study, that's 4 hours a week. If that same Christian then spends 30 minutes a day in what we consider daily devotions, that brings the total amount of this time focused on God to a mere 7.5 hours a week. We spend double that each week just listening to music. And then he goes on to say, one more quote I want to read. Here is where the importance of God-honoring music comes into play. If our music consumption is worldly in content and style, then we will undoubtedly have a worldly perspective and outlook on life, and will be unable to fully devote our attention to God. It is unavoidable. 7.5 hours of influence cannot outweigh 18 hours of influence. Despite our best intentions, we will not overcome the influence of the world in our lives. And that is just the importance of listening to music that will magnify and glorify God. And you don't want to fall into the trap of, and let me be careful when I say this, you don't want to fall in the trap of just going through the motions, meaning that you only listen to a certain style of music because you're supposed to, right? But at the same time, if you have that conviction, that's a good conviction, and you want that to bring honor and glory to God. Now, it is important that we understand that this is something that's going to consume most of our time. So, like the quote says, if we are taking 18 hours a week and we are listening to things that do not give glory to God, and they may promote certain things that we could justify or try to justify by just saying, yeah, well, that's just a song, but maybe it promotes violence. Maybe it just hurts our soul altogether. Maybe it brings up old feelings or bitterness or whatever it may be. Either way, if this isn't glorifying God, first of all, we need to get rid of it altogether. But another thing we got to ask ourselves, if we're only giving God 7 to 8 hours a week, and here we are giving something 3, 4, 5 hours a day in addition to what we watch and other things that we do in our time of hobby, how are we going to get close to God and stay close to God? So I'm going to give you three things. I'm going to give you three song recommendations. Obviously, I won't play it. I'm not going to play them on here, but I'll just give you the some favorite songs that I like that I'm going to listen to, and I'll tell you who sings them, and you can look those up on your own. So three songs and certain things that they're going to do to help me with my life with God. So first of all, there is a song of abiding, And this is the song Speak Lord by Ron Hamilton. Speak Lord by Ron Hamilton. And some of you may not recognize that name, Ron Hamilton, but if I say his other name, which is Pax the Pirate, that may ring a bell. That may allow you to recognize him. So he does a lot of, he was a wonderful songwriter. He's got a lot of stuff out there, and him and his family have a lot of songs and music, and of course you have the Pax the Pirate radio program or the CDs they come out with. And so the song that he sings of Speak Lord, this is a song of abiding. This is a song of abiding with God. You think of 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse number 10. And the Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth. There is something that we're doing at my church this year that is drawing us. We're calling it a renovation year. And of course, you're going to hear me use that a lot because I want to be able to take the things that I'm learning and use it to be able to help others. That's very biblical, and you want to be able to do that. So something that we're focusing on this year is learn to first be, then do. Learn to first be, then do. And I want to quote what we have written down on our card this year from McLeansville Baptist Church. It says, serving God should flow from inner transformation of our heart, where we are being changed into the likeness of Jesus. The answer to our troubles is not do more for God, but rather we must learn how to be more with God. And that's the end of that quote. That word abide means to remain stable or fixed in a state. That's from Webster. You think of Mary and Martha. You think of Martha was always doing. She was always so busy and do. She was constantly just doing. And think about it. What is one thing that sums up Christian, especially churches in the Western world, is just activities, doing things. What is one thing that sums up the Christian life? Unfortunately, the Christian life is often separated. When I say Christian life, let me say that differently. Church life. Church life is often separated by actual life. We have this, I don't know what you want to call it. You can call it a light switch, this switch that we can turn on and flip on and off. We have, and it's not that we're going out and living just awful lives. Maybe some are, but what we're doing is we keep them separated. And we're still living in sin. We're still putting ourselves before God. But in our mind, we're saying, well, I'm not doing all these bad things and I'm a Christian. But our church life is almost separate from our actual life. And if you look in the Bible in Acts chapter 2, their church was their life. There was no separation. But if you look at it, so many churches now, it's just do, constantly do more. And even look at individual Christians. What are their goals? Your goal this year for the year 2023 may be to do more, read your Bible more, pray more, go to church more, get back into this more, do that more. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to do for God. Of course we want to do for God. If you love God, if you're doing it out of an act of love and that draws you close to Him, then wonderful. But before we do, we must first learn how to be with God. Before we do for God, we must learn how to be with God. And that is why I love this song that I mentioned from Ron Hamilton, Speak, Lord. And it's going to be a song that I listen to quite a lot this year. It's going to be one of my theme songs for this year personally that I'm going to really listen to, that's going to draw me back to the presence of God and remind me this is where I want to live. This is where I want to be. I want to hear the voice of God. I want to know the promises of God. And I want to stay close to Him. And I want to abide in Him. And you think of Mary. I referenced Mary and Martha earlier. Where was Mary? When Martha was doing all this stuff, where was Mary? She was at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you have a song of abiding, and that is Speak, Lord by Ron Hamilton. It's a wonderful song. The next is you have a song of adhering. Adhering. That word adhere means to hold fast, to stick by, as if it were by, gluing or grasping or cleaving to something. Okay, so this is the song Through the Fire by Jason Crabb. Through the Fire by Jason Crabb or the Crabb family. Now, the first one was abiding. The second one is adhering. So adhering adhere to God, meaning this is talking more about times of temptation. This is talking about times of when the enemy is drawing you away from God, and you begin to feel tempted to want to give in to some things, maybe some besetting sins that you have. So talking about this, talking about temptation. We all know that 1 Corinthians 10:13 tells us that God's going to give us a way to escape that temptation. He's going to give us he will give us the ability to escape it. You think of Joseph when it comes to lustful sins. He ran. And go to God, quote James 4:7, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Do those things and kill it while it's fresh. You know, don't get to the pursuing part where you start that cycle and you start looking for things to try to satisfy without full-on giving into that sin, you're starting to find little things to help you out. So, for example, let's say a person is a recovering alcoholic and they get the temptation, the initial temptation to want to go out and relapse and get drunk. Well, this beginning stage, this pursuing, this kind of looking stage, what that is they begin to kind of hang around places where they know that alcohol is served. Or they begin to go places where they know that their friends drink. Now, are they drinking anything? No. But they're trying to kind of maybe get the smell and get the feel of it to maybe satisfy an urge without going full in. And you can use so many examples of that, right? You think of pornography, okay? A full-on relapse would be looking at pornography. Just kind of looking for something to kind of satisfy that need without full-on relapsing, that is the stage of just maybe watching a movie that has inappropriate content in it, or maybe flipping through a magazine or a newspaper, you know, going to that part of the newspaper that maybe you can just find something to help satisfy that without full-on relapse, okay? And then you have that stage where things are accumulating, okay? It's all building up inside of you. And I mean, you've just, you're living this life where you've been tempted and you've kind of looked and you've kind of, like Lot, you set your heart towards Sodom and you're just kind of hanging around. You know, you haven't gone inside, but you're just kind of staying out in the parking lot. You're just kind of hanging out, okay? And it's starting to all just build up really bad. And the next thing you know, you relapsed. When I get the initial temptation, okay, the initial temptation to want to get that satisfaction from sin, that's the time, okay? That's the time to go to the Lord in prayer. That's the time to resist. That's the time to quote James 4:7. That's the time to quote Philippians 4:13. Hey, quote them out loud, you know, utter them under your breath, you know, but quote that. And that's why this song, Through the Fire, this is a song of adhering. And this is talking about how, you know, we're not promised that this life isn't going to be hard. We're not promised that we were going to have a cakewalk, but we do know that God is going to be with us through every step of the way. And man, break the cycle. Get off that. You know, whatever your besetting sin is, you're having an issue right now. It's like you're on a hamster wheel, right? It's awful. You're just going in circles. And it starts out with temptation, and then you start doing these. You start looking for that. You start hanging out. You're walking towards that sin. You're not full on relapsing. You're not doing the sin, but you're just. You go back to that song, "Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go." You're walking towards it. Or maybe you're not walking towards it. You're just not walking from it. And you're just kind of hanging out. And you're just hoping for a quick little buzz here and there to satisfy an urge. And I'm here to tell you, that is no way to live. You will not live in the presence of God that way. You will not stay in fellowship with God that way. So it's so important. This is a song of adhering. That's a great way to want to adhere to the commands of God. Want to clear out. That means get rid of the junk, put away certain things. Cleave to God. That means to surrender and then claim the word. That's James 4:7, of course, Philippians 4:13, and then 1 Corinthians 10:13. And that's just me sharing my heart with you. I hope that could be a blessing. And then the last one is a song of adoration. And this is "Jesus, My Savior and Lord" by Bruce Fry. This is a wonderful song. Being prepared to worship. Draw nigh to God and He will draw nigh to us. This is not just, like I said, this is not just Bible reading or prayer. I mean, we do these things purposefully. So we have these songs that will help us and keep us close to the presence of God. But But don't forget to worship, and don't forget to really take time and adore God, and take time and just thank Jesus for what he did for you. And that's the perfect song for this, and that is Jesus My Savior and Lord, which was written and performed by Brother Bruce Fry. So I hope this has been a blessing to you. I hope my song selections for this year will help you as they are helping me really draw close to God and stay in the presence of God. Until next time, may the Lord bless you.
Thank you for listening to Preach the Word with Brother Dean Carmichael from Greensboro. You can email Brother Dean, preachtheword87@outlook.com. preachtheword87@outlook.com. You also can follow our dear friend Brother Dean Carmichael on Facebook, facebook.com/DeanCarmichaelJr.